You are listening to Real World News.
Colombian social leaders threatening the run-up to elections and People's Agrarian Summit. Interview with Alberto Díaz Fensuagro. A few days after the peace dialogues between the insurgency and the Colombian government were resumed amid the electoral campaign for the May 25th elections, paramilitary groups threatened leaders of the peasant movement of the country, whose social mobilization plans will increase in the next weeks. An internal statement, presumably by the paramilitary group Rastrojos Comandos Urbanos, announced the intention to murder candidates of the Union Patriótica Party and spokespeople of Marcha Patriótica and the National Agricultural Union Federation, Fensuagro Club Vía Campesina. Among them, its chair, Alberto Díaz, and its treasurer, Nidia Quinteiro. They are both spokespeople of Mesa de Interlocución y Acuerdo, a co-organizer of the agrarian strike of August-September 2013 in favor of the claims of the Colombian peasant movement hit by a serious crisis worsened by the free trade agreement and agribusiness in the different territories. 12 peasants were murdered during the agrarian strike, and after this measure that paralyzed the main roads of the country, another 17 peasants were killed, totaling 29 victims, which is an example of the atmosphere of fear experienced in the country, despite the dialogues taking place in Havana. But Alberto and Nidia were not the only people threatened. The statement by Rastrojos also puts a price on the lives of UP's candidates, former Senator Piedad Córdoba, David Flores, Andrés Gil, and journalist and candidate Carlos Lozano and Carlos García. The rewards offered go from $5,000 to $50,000. In addition, it was reported that another group, Águilas Negras, threatened an MP of the Polo Democrático Alternativo Party, Iván Cepeda, supposedly for defaming former President Álvaro Uribe and UP presidential candidate Aida Bella. Fensuagro is making Juan Manuel Santos' administration responsible for the safety of its leaders and stating that there hasn't been a thorough investigation into the above-mentioned threats. They also accuse the government of not showing a real will to dismantle the paramilitary structures, whose elements act and wander throughout all Colombia unrestrained by police authorities. Alberto Díaz, one of the threatened leaders, talked to Real World Radio as part of the regional tour by Fensuagro through the Colombian Caribbean region. He also said that the peace dialogues are causing discomfort in different social sectors that first consider defeating the enemy and then sit and talk. But he also said that the Colombian people don't deserve to live through 40 more years of war before reaching an agreement. This is the right moment for the insurgents and the government to reach an agreement, he added. Opening the doors for political participation by the civil or guerrilla opposition in Congress is resisted by the most powerful Colombian sectors, whose seats in parliament are based on millionaire amounts of money invested in privileges and campaigns, as the Club Vía Campesina leader. Fensuagro's leader also said that peasants, indigenous people and workers are organizing a People's Agrarian, Social and Ethnic Summit on March 17 and 19th, with the participation of over 50,000 delegates from the entire country to draft a schedule of terms and conditions for a massive mobilization similar to the agrarian strike that took place in 2013. Alberto said that they are denouncing the lack of space to establish agreements with the government to take the Colombian crisis out of the countryside, and said that groups such as Rastrojos or Águilas Negras are splinter groups of the so-called paramilitary self-defense groups supposedly dismantled during Uribe's administration. They are the same, there still is a strong presence of these groups that even take up part of public budgets allocated to social improvement. And he added that their actions respond to Colombian large state owners, but also to transnational corporations linked to the extraction of gold, oil, and other resources.
You are listening to Real World News.